Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Tuesday, the 30th of October 2012, and I have a question for you. Are you a foodie? If so, do you live in a bubble? It's a question I've asked myself an awful lot over the last couple of weeks. A few weeks ago, I was invited to a luxurious restaurant for a meal with a number of other food bloggers, and the food was beautiful. The chef pulled out all the stops. There was some unusual food on the plate. There was some more common food on the plate. But overall, I came away from that meal with the impression that I had been served a very expensive meal. And indeed, if I check the restaurant details online since I visited, I can tell that it was a very expensive meal per person. But the following day, after I went to that fabulous meal in a luxurious restaurant, I was back to home cooking and home shopping. And this is where I really became aware of a juxtaposition of the two lives that I live. On the one hand, I'm a food blogger. I surround myself with similar and like-minded people, food bloggers, food producers, food commentators. The majority of the people that I follow on my Twitter feed would be involved in food in some manner or form. But when I took the money out to do my shopping the following day, I was really struck by the idea that the amount of money that I took out to feed my family for the week is more than likely equal or not dissimilar to the amount of money it would have cost for one person to eat in that restaurant. And this is where I feel like I have been living in a bubble. It's very hard to articulate how I feel about this. On the one hand, I do want to continue to surround myself and educate myself by following all of these food related accounts, by receiving emails from people, by discussing food culture in Ireland. But on the other hand, I feel like I'm letting my side down. And when I talk about letting my side down, I feel like I'm letting down the side of the family that lives on a budget, that can't afford certain exclusive ingredients, artisan ingredients, stuff that might seem like common knowledge to a foodie, such as, I don't know, sourdough bread. And that's where I feel like I'm living in a bubble, and I'm really trying to be more true to myself and more true to my blog. How do you feel about the disconnect between food bloggers and reality for families today?